because you can handle the truth.
Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett, and I do this show every Saturday night right here on republicbroadcasting.org, where you can still trade in your worthless green paper for real precious metals, and you better do it fast because the dollar is tanking. I've been saying this for quite some time, and it's tanking worse and worse, so get those precious metals while you can. And tonight's guest is actually an expert on this subject matter. You know, there was a film that came out a while back called The Decline and Fall of the American Empire, and it was put out by some Canadians, and they were kind of looking down on us, as they sometimes do from up north, up above us there on the map, and predicting the demise of the American Empire, although that film was a little more complex than just a political take. But my guest tonight is from Montreal, and I think he is one of the better credentialed people around to diagnose the decline and fall of the American Empire. He's an economist who has looked at the structural issues behind the dollar collapse, which is at the root of a lot of the craziness going on today. And he's also on top of the inside story about how the neocons lied Americans into this, what they call World War IV, although we didn't fight any World War III, so I'm not sure where they came up with that. So as a leading critic of the neocons and economic analyst, I'm very pleased to have with us tonight Rodrigue Tremblay. How are you doing, Rodrigue?
Hello, Mr. Barrett. Nice to talk to you.
Great to have you on. Hey, I'd practice my French-Canadian accent, but in French, if we didn't have most of our listeners being a bunch of Anglophones.
You're a professor of French, I understand.
Well, actually, I have taught French, but most recently I've been teaching Arabic and Islam.
That's what I understand. And you wrote a book about the American Empire a few years ago.
Well, yeah, I edited 9/11 and American Empire, Volume 2.
That's right.
Well,
my book's title was The New American Empire, and I have a site for the book called thenewamericanempire.com, on which I write each week or so an article about geopolitical events in the around the world, and I think that's what you are referring to, a few articles that I wrote, one about the neocons' dream of World War III, and the other recently about the crisis in the financial system.
That's right. And in your book, The New American Empire, sounds like a must-read. You know, I don't have that book yet, and I will try to get a hold of it because it looks to be one of the better analyses of
Well, people
what's going
can
on
get it on Amazon very freely, very easy. It has been published in French, under the title Le Nouvel Empire Américain, and it's just coming in the Turkish language in Ankara, Turkey, under the title Yeni American Imperator Lugu. That's the Turkish title, and it came, I think, this week, and I haven't received my own copy, but I'm told that it's out now in Istanbul and Ankara.
Interesting. You know, here in the USA, we're not exposed to a whole lot of talk about how our empire is falling apart. For some reason, the rulers and powers that be don't really want us to know that. Anyway, we'll be back to talk about this some more after the break. This is Kevin Barrett here on Truth Jihad Radio, talking with Rodrigue Tremblay. We will be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Welcome back. You're listening to Truth Jihad Radio right here at republicbroadcasting.org. My guest tonight is Rodrigue Tremblay. He is the author of The New American Empire, which has gotten some very good reviews. I'm avidly looking forward to reading it. And we U.S. Americans down here south of the border have really not been exposed in our mainstream media or publishing industry to speculations about what's really going on behind the scenes of our increased our more hubristic empire, which has really gone out of control since September 11th. You know, there's a book called Après l'Empire by Emmanuel Todd, published as After the Empire in English. That came out in 2002. It was a bestseller in Europe, and it was hardly even noticed here in the USA. I'm hoping, Rodrigue, that your book, The New American Empire, will find a larger U.S.-American readership.
I hope so also, because it brings a point of view and some analysis that we rarely see in the American media. And that's why the blog that I publish is read in 60 countries and in many languages, and I receive a lot of emails each day from different parts of the world. So there's a lot of discussions about what's going on in the world, how the geopolitical situation may affect the economy. I'm an economist myself, and if one wants to know where the economy is going, you have to know where the politics is going and where the geopolitics is going. And we are in a turmoil in the world today. Oil supplies are getting hard to get, and the price of oil is going up. There's war in the Middle East. There's talk of a larger war in the Middle East. All that is interconnected, and that's why I try to do when I analyze the economic and political situation.
And in your most recent blog at thenewamericanempire.com, you begin by pointing out that the dollar-based financial system is in crisis. And I think that observation goes to the heart of this imperial expansion that we're seeing post 9/11, where the U.S. has suddenly marshaled its armed forces and engaged in these overt wars of aggression. In previous U.S. wars of aggression since World War II, they've always been disguised, but now they're right out on the table. It's a clear raid for geopolitical position and energy resources.
The fast decline in the U.S. dollar will have consequences for the next 2 years for Americans and for other countries also. After the war in 1945, the U.S. dollar was nearly the only traded currency around the world. It was the only currency backed by gold, as a matter of fact. The U.S. dollar was backed by gold until August 15, 1971, when the U.S. Treasury decided under the Nixon government to cut the link between gold, which was at that time worth $38 an ounce, and the U.S. dollar. But since then, since 1971, for 35 years more, the U.S. dollar has still been the main world currency, and many central banks around the world hold large quantities of U.S. dollars. But now, they are afraid of losing a lot of money by holding on a declining currency, and they are trying to switch to other assets, other currencies like the euro, the yen, even the Canadian dollar or the Australian dollar, or gold as an asset. So there's a lot of flux nowadays in the international financial arena, and nobody knows where it's going to lead. Are we going to have more inflation in the coming year? Are we going to have stagflation? What type of environment, financial environment, are we going to face in a few years?
You know, one of the questions people have asked about the morality of the current U.S. leaders is how low can they go after torture and wars of aggression and so on. But then there's the question about the U.S. dollar. How low can it go? Do you see the dollar continuing to decline? How much lower can it actually go before a real crisis?
Well, the very fact that you asked that question probably means that we are reaching a temporary bottom in the U.S. currency's value towards the euro and other currencies. My idea is that the U.S. dollar now has been declining for 5 years, and it's oversold, and will probably rebound, because a lot of foreigners have big investment funds in U.S. dollars, and they are about to buy U.S. companies in the coming years. And this includes countries like Dubai, China, Norway, and other countries like that. And a lot of money will come back to the U.S. in the coming months, and this will push the U.S. dollar up. So I wouldn't sell short the U.S. dollar in the present, at this time, because I think it's oversold, and it is bound to have a rebound for the next few months. So people have to be careful, because it's not declining in a straight line. It may start a new decline later on, maybe a few, 1 year or two from now. But for the time being, we are groping bottom at $1.50 for euro, for example. It's pretty much a ceiling that we are approaching. It was 1.49, I think, last Friday. So we are getting close to there, to the bottom.
And there's a structural issue here, which you explained very well in your writing. Again, I first encountered it in the book After the Empire by Emmanuel Todd. in which he argues, as you have argued, that there's a kind of a hidden tax being levied on the world by way of the U.S. dollar. Since it's the world's reserve currency, or has been traditionally, countries are forced to hold it, and especially to use it to buy oil. And then the Fed can just keep on printing dollars. This devalues the currency that people all over the world are holding, and it acts as a sort of a tax on the world. And the question is, how long will people in other countries be willing to keep paying this tax, and at what point will they cut their losses and get out of dollars as the reserve currency? So do you see this movement away from the dollar as the world's reserve currency continuing indefinitely, or is it possible that the U.S. will find a way to stabilize this?
Yeah, this is a very good point. Of course, for the last 50 years, the U.S. Had a privileged position in the sense that it could print dollars, especially after 1971, as I mentioned, that it had no connection to gold. It could print dollars at nearly no cost, and these dollars were held by foreigners, and these were short-term loans, in a sense, made to the U.S. Economy as a whole at low interest rates, allowing the U.S. to have deficits on other parts of the balance of payments. But not this era is coming to a close, I think, for different reasons, for two main reasons, I think. The first is too much American debts abroad. The American economy has been borrowing close to a trillion dollar a year from foreigners for the last few years. And there is a glut of U.S. dollars around the world. And there's too much. When there's too much of a thing, the price goes down. And that's why the U.S. dollar is going down. On top of that, there is the unpopularity of the Bush-Cheney administration and the tension that exists with many countries, including countries, oil-producing countries in OPEC. And many countries now are requesting to be paid in euros or in yen, rather than U.S. dollars. And that may reduce the role that the U.S. dollar is playing in the international financial system. Of course, the U.S. dollar is not going to disappear. I mean, this is the U.S. economy represents 25% of the world economy. This is a very productive economy. But when there's too many of a thing, the U.S. printed too many U.S. dollars, and this has to be digested. It has to be balanced, and that's what we are going through now, a period of re-equilibrium of a situation which cannot last forever.
And this situation is, of course, linked to the wars of aggression that the current U.S. administration is waging abroad. One way of looking at this that I've heard people suggest is that in the 1990s, the U.S. shipped most of its productive capacity overseas, and so post 9/11, what the U.S. is producing is military power. That is, it kills people and it turns paper green. You know, it prints dollars. You know, our two exports are murder and dollars. But if the U.S. is not producing actual goods and services, it's just taking them in return for murder and paper that's been printed green. There has to be a limit to what the world will continue to go along with.
Well, you are referring to the military-industrial complex in the U.S., and this is a dangerous structural shift that the U.S. is taking, the U.S. economy is taking. It is more and more a service economy, as you mentioned, because a lot of industrial job, manufacturing job, has been outsourced to other countries like China, India, Mexico, and so on. But it is also more and more a militarized economy because the Pentagon's budget is for this year, starting in October, is $657 billion budget, military expenditures. So there's a lot of structural shifts taking place in the United States, which are dangerous. And the last time this has happened, it's in the 1930s in Germany. And this
Well, that's a good place to break off, and we'll come right back and pick it up again after the break. Kevin Barrett talking with Rodrigue Tremblay, the author of The New American Empire. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling.
You're still listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. I'm Kevin Barrett doing Truth Jihad Radio here every Saturday night. And tonight I'm talking with Rodrigue Tremblay, author of The New American Empire. And before we jump back into the conversation, just let me say that you can trade your worthless green paper for precious metals at RepublicTradingGroup.net. And you can also get America, Freedom to Fascism, that wonderful Aaron Rousseau DVD from the website at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Well, we were just talking about the military-industrial complex, the way the U.S. economy has become increasingly militarized. It seems like all we export is green paper and death. And, you know, I was watching JFK, the great Oliver Stone film, on Thanksgiving, which happened to be November 22nd this year. And it begins with a tape of President Eisenhower giving that famous warning about the military-industrial complex. And, of course, that sets the tone for the film, which argues that JFK's murder was arranged by elements of that very military-industrial complex. Rodrigue, have you speculated about events such as the JFK assassination and the possibility that they may have been arranged by a secret government responsive to the military-industrial complex?
Well, I've seen the movie that you mentioned. I quote President Eisenhower myself in the book, and I quote him in an article that I wrote a few months ago about the military-industrial complex, repeating his warning to the American people in his farewell address of January 61. He was a former general in charge of the World War II, President Eisenhower. He had a lot of experience with the military. And he saw the danger for the American democracy to have an enlarged military complex. And I wrote an article a few months ago, which has been translated in many languages, and which can be found on my blog, thenewamericanempire.com/blog, where I call it the five pillars. I call the article the five pillars of the industrial military complex. And quickly, these five pillars are, first of all, the military, of course, establishment, the Pentagon and so on. And then there's the military industries, companies like Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Halliburton, even Boeing, and all these large corporations. Then there is the political establishment, which is very connected with the military and the industrial complex. Then there is a think tank, and sometimes people forget the important role that the think tanks play in promoting military expenditures and promoting sometimes conflicts that require a lot of military expenditures. And then there is the media, some part of the media where there is a propaganda, sort of the selling of that military-industrial complex. And that article was translated in many languages and is used, I think, all around the world now to analyze the special phenomena that we only find in the United States. There's no other democracy in the world which spends so much in military gears. The U.S. represents 5% of the world population, but is nearly spending 60% of all total world military expenditures by all the other 192 countries. So this is a phenomenon that requires attention and analysis.
And indeed, after the Cold War was over, the excuse for that kind of military spending disappeared, leading to a small downturn in military expenditures in the 1990s. And then, of course, along came September 11th, 2001, which was pretty much the answer to the Project for a New American Century's request for pretty much doubling the military budget and launching wars of aggression in the Middle East. Of course, they had said that they needed a new Pearl Harbor to get that about 1 year before it happened. And, of course, many of us, having studied September 11th in detail, are convinced that it was not at all what we've been told, and that, in fact, it was a false flag operation designed, as other such operations have been in the past, to trigger war and increase military spending. Have you done any research on the events of September 11th yourself?
Well, I've done a lot of research of what you just said. You know, there was a near panic in 1991 within the military-industrial complex, especially at the Pentagon. And the panic resulted in a special report that Paul Wolfowitz was Under Secretary of Defense at that time, under Dick Cheney, who was the Secretary of Defense in the George Father Bush administration. And this was the beginning of a search for a new enemy for the United States. And Irving Kristol, who is the father of the neocon movement in the United States, said in 1990 that the U.S. needs an enemy in order to justify the large military budget that it has year after year.
And they did find the best enemy money could buy, Osama bin Laden and his operation. And we'll be back to talk some more about it in a few minutes. This is Kevin Barrett, and I'm speaking with Rodrigue Comblet, the author of The New American Empire. And we shall return, so stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Here at RepublicBroadcasting.org. I'm Kevin Barrett, and today I'm talking with Rodrigue Tremblay, the author of The New American Empire, which has been called, by some reviewers on Amazon, super scholarship in an easy-to-read format, a grand synthesis of what's wrong with the Bush administration. Buy it, read it, give it to a friend. Got very good reviews up there. And, Rodrigue, we were just talking about, in the 1990s, this Team B that was assembled sort of in the basement of the Papa Bush White House with Cheney, Wolfowitz, and the neocons, Irving Kristol being a bull goose neocon there, were panicking as the Cold War enemy had disappeared. They needed an excuse to keep military expenditures high. And at that point, it appears that the new enemy was being busily manufactured, ready to step on stage on September 11, 2001.
Yes, this is very interesting to talk to you, Mr. Barrett. You know so much. During the 90s, the Clinton administration came into power in 1992, and this stopped the planning that the neocon within the Bush father administration had prepared. Although a group of neocons wrote a letter to President Clinton in 1998 suggesting and asking him to overthrow Saddam Hussein in Iraq. So in 1998, this was already in the planning. And I think you alluded to the September 2000. September 2000 is important because it came 1 year before September 11, and there was a policy paper written by Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle and all the other neocons, and it was called Rebuilding America's Defenses. And as you mentioned, they referred in that report to a need for a new Pearl Harbor in order to galvanize the American population to accept spending the money necessary to rebuild the military establishment and rebuild the Pentagon. And this was just a few weeks before the November 2000 elections, presidential election. And I think you know a lot about this report, and this was the basis for the Bush Doctrine that came later on, 2 years later in September 2002. The Bush Doctrine just said that international law didn't apply to the United States, and from now on, the United States will rule the world with its military capabilities, and that was it. And we're living under this Bush Doctrine. We have been living under this Bush Doctrine for 5 years now.
And given the kind of circumstantial historical situation surrounding the events of September 11th that we've just been talking about, and of course it goes back beyond that, the way that pretexts for war have been manufactured consistently throughout history, and especially U.S. history, Mexican War launched by a fake Mexican attack in 1846, the Spanish-American War launched by a fake Spanish attack, or one that never happened, in 1898. A ship blew up, but it wasn't the Spanish that did it. And the Gulf of Tonkin incident, a non-existent North Vietnamese attack, launched the U.S. into Vietnam in a big way. So we have a historical background here that would certainly suggest that we should take a look at September 11th very, very closely and skeptically, and consider perhaps that there's a likelihood that it could have been a manufactured event. This is something that I would think everybody would bring to bear when they take a look at September 11th. And given that, I honestly don't understand, and maybe you can help me here, Rodrigue, why it is that so many people in the academy and in journalism and the intellectual sphere cannot see that the World Trade Center was quite obviously blown to kingdom come. It didn't just fall down from fires. That the Pentagon event was whatever it was, it certainly wasn't the crash of a 757. The 15-foot hole in the ground in Shanksville obviously was not the crash site of a 757. It seems to me that the people that arranged 9/11, who were obviously covert operators and professionals, did a very sloppy job. And I am to this day stunned that there are so many people in the academy who fail to see the obvious. And maybe you can help me understand why is it that, given all of this context that we've been talking about, so many people refuse to even consider the obvious fact that this was an inside job?
Well, this is a big topic that you raise, and one doesn't need to be cynical to be skeptical. You mentioned the 1898 war, after the USS Maine blew up in the Havana Harbor, and this started the Hispano-American War, first in Cuba, then in the Philippines. The Philippine War under McKinley and then Teddy Roosevelt lasted nearly 14 years. It looks like the Iraq War to a large extent. Another point that has to be raised is that the 1914-18 war, the First World War, had been prepared for 8 years before by the High Command, German Command. And also this was a war which had been prepared. And we know that the Second World War started in the summer of 1939 when the Nazi Germany invaded Poland. That was a provocation. But coming back to the actual war in Iraq, which started in on March 28, 2003, that war had been prepared, as you mentioned, for at least 12 years. And the catalyst was September 11. Without September 11, everything that followed would not have come to fruition, of course. Why people don't dig deeper, there are many reasons. First of all, in the academic world that you know as well as I know, people are not rewarded for doing that type of research. It's hard to publish things like that, and so academics neglect this type of research. In the media, ownership in the media now is playing a more a bigger role than in the past. I think journalists don't have the leeway that they had 30 years, for example, to do research, investigative journalism. The type of analysis that you did yourself with your own book on that topic, and we find that on the internet. Now, the internet is the source of information and of analysis of events like that. Without the internet, we would have even fewer analysis of the reasons why September 11 took place, and there's a lot of things which are not known yet. The implication of foreign intelligence agencies in that event is not fully understood, and I myself didn't do any personal research on that. I've read a lot of stuff like your stuff, but I'm still open to receive more information and more definitive information.
Well, I think that's a good attitude. Nobody has the last word on September 11th. Whatever it was certainly very, very complex and convoluted. I do think it's odd, the way the Internet has worked in a sort of a schizoid vacuum as opposed to the mainstream. You know, in 1963, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and we now hear it from Howard Hunt, one of the participants, that the CIA did this with the blessings of Lyndon Johnson. And the point man, according to Hunt's confession, of course, which was released last year, is on tape and in his own handwriting, was Cord Meyer, who is the head of Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's media control outfit. And in the 1960s, when books started appearing about the JFK assassination, questioning the official story, they were published by the mainstream, and the mainstream publishers made a lot of money off them. And they were also, of course, published in the underground newspapers. And so there was kind of a synergy between the underground newspapers, which were the Internet at the time, and the mainstream. But now we have the Internet with all sorts of probing questions about 9/11 being asked and answered. But the mainstream is very averse to making any money from this.
And there's no movie being made about scenarios that are likely to have been followed. That's eerie in a sense. Why did, as in Hollywood, produce at least one or two movies giving interpretation of what could have happened? That's a mystery to me.
Well, I wonder if Oliver Stone's next one might do that. In his World Trade Center, he stayed away from the inside job side of the story, except that he put in the sound of explosions taking down the towers. So he did at least put in those bombs going off on the soundtrack, but he didn't explain them. But that is strange. Why would Oliver Stone not do the kind of movie that he did with JFK about 9/11?
Maybe he wouldn't get the finance, because to produce a movie, it takes millions. And if people who finance that type of movies don't want to have that type of movies, it never comes to fruition. Maybe 50 years from now, 40 years from now, there will be some. But for the time being, the lid is being kept on the marmot, so we don't they keep the information pretty much secret or not available to the general public.
And I wonder how they do that, though, because all it would take would be somebody who's willing to break ranks, just like there were publishers willing to break ranks with the CIA clampdown on the JFK information in the 1960s. Mark Cuban, of course, had been very close to bringing Loose Change to the big screen all over America, and then he backed out after getting some threats from Bill O'Reilly and who knows who else. But you would think that that there would be some people with access to a lot of money who would be willing to finance those of us who are trying to tell the truth about this, in that sort of the way that that happened in the 60s with JFK. And yet there doesn't seem to be, there was Jimmy, I'm spacing out on his name now.
Jimmy Hoffa?
No. Jimmy the 9/11 financier, and boy, I wonder why I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our listeners can call in and remind. Jimmy Walter, of course.
Walter.
He spent millions of his own money on putting 9/11 truth ads in the New York Times, and but there really hasn't been anyone else. And I still don't understand how the powers that be can keep all of the people with access to money.
Well, it's very costly to break rank because you may be blackmailed or blacklisted after a while. And if you look at the people who made movies which were not accepted by the consensus, this was very very negative for their own enterprises and career. So it's the incentive to break ranks is not there. There's very little reward and a lot of penalties, and that applies to politicians also. Very few politicians want to break ranks and be blackmailed and blacklisted and not receive the campaign funds that they need to run for office and all that. It's all connected.
It certainly is, but if we look at history, there have been so many times in history when people have stood up and revolted against the powers that be and paid with their lives and their families and lost everything. So many people throughout history have sacrificed so much to resist oppression. And when I look at what's going on today, well, sure, Charlie Sheen took some hits when he came out and told,
right,
spoke the truth about 9/11. But he's still alive. And in other situations in history, people who stood up against oppression were tortured and killed, and their families were killed. And here in the United States, we don't have very much of that going on, thank goodness. But there's still this kind of a fear, and it seems inappropriate to me. It seems to me this is such an important issue that people should be willing to speak out and take the level of risks that we have to take to speak out.
My idea is that the concentration of the media and the concentration of finance is much greater now than it was 40 or 50 years ago. It was easier to fight the establishment at that time than it is today, because there's so much concentration of this media power and the financial power that people who try to attack or stray away from this concentration or crush. And that would be my explanation. There's a tight hold on information that people don't realize outside of the Internet. I mean, the Internet, as you mentioned, is the only source of independent information in a way, and independent analysis to a certain extent. But sooner or later, they will find a way to control the Internet also. I'm very afraid that in the coming years, there will be attempts to control the Internet and control its content.
Well, there's already a sort of a fear-mongering wave of attacks on Internet freedom right now, a propaganda campaign coming from the likes of Bill O'Reilly and other talking heads on Fox News. In fact, I thought this was pretty hilarious. Just a couple of weeks ago, Bill O'Reilly did a show in which he invited on David Horowitz, of all people, and
yes.
And the show was about how 9/11 truthers are interrupting people and heckling famous people. Bill Clinton was heckled, Bill Maher was heckled, Hillary was heckled, Rudy Giuliani's heckled by 9/11 truth people everywhere he goes. And so O'Reilly did this show, ranting and raving about how evil this was, and he kept saying, somebody's going to get hurt. And then, in the middle of this show, and this is where I'm starting to take it personally, he said, just out of the blue, as sort of a non sequitur, he said, John Lennon is dead. He's in the grave. He's in the ground. And I wondered if he has been listening to my radio show, because we do John Lennon theme music on this radio show. And his guest, David Horowitz, was the guy that I had heckled. I shut down Horowitz's event personally for about 5 minutes with a major disruption just last month. So he brings on Horowitz, and he starts ranting about John Lennon is dead as he's attacking Internet freedom. I think Bill O'Reilly is perhaps listening to this show right now. And if you are, Bill, you can call in right here at republicbroadcasting.org, and I'll be getting you the call-in number in just a moment here. It's the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Bill O'Reilly, if you're listening, why don't you call in and have the guts to tell me what you think to my face instead of whimpering and whining on your own show. Okay, we'll be right back in a few moments. This is Kevin Barrett. I'm talking to Rodrigue Tremblay, and we do have some callers, so we'll be bringing them on in a bit. Stick around.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
mind games right here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Kevin Barrett, and I'm doing the show Truth Jihad Radio. We're here every Saturday night right here at republicbroadcasting.org. And tonight, I guess we're playing some mind games with Bill O'Reilly, who has been ranting that John Lennon is dead when he brings on David Horowitz right after I briefly shut down his talk at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And, you know, maybe you'd say I'm a little paranoid here and megalomaniacal, but, you know, O'Reilly is on the record as having issued me a death threat in summer 2006, where he said I should have been thrown in the river and found floating in the harbor. So I don't put anything past him. And we do have some callers, but I don't think Bill O'Reilly is among them. So let's bring on Byron from Canada to talk with tonight's guest, Rodrigue Tremblay. How you doing, how are you doing, Byron?
Thank you so very much. Hey, I want to, you know, you were talking about when this thing started with the Islam thing, and I remember watching C-SPAN back in, you remember when they tore down the Berlin Wall? C-SPAN was there covering it, and then afterwards the reporter asked this, a guy, and I, honestly, my mind is so bad, but I think it was either Krautheimer or Richard Pearl, one of the two. He was a Jewish fellow, I know that for sure. And this reporter asked him, he says, well, what are you going to do now that communism is dead? The Cold War is over. And I'll never forget it. He says, well, now we got to turn our attention to the Islamists. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, is this thing is going to keep continuing. And I'm wondering if there's anybody out there on the that's listening to your program tonight, if they can remember who that guy was that made that remark. I've tried to get a hold of C-SPAN if they could look it up, but, I mean, that they won't waste their time, I guess, with somebody that's, you know, a nobody. But it may be somebody out in the on the Internet world or whoever, how they're listening to you tonight, if they can remember who that guy was. The other question I want to ask, talk to Mr. Tremblay about, do you remember when Can West, that's the Izzy Asper's empire, took over a lot of the newspapers back east? And he made a statement that there would be no editorials written that was positive toward the Palestinians, that there couldn't be nothing that it wouldn't be published. And there was quite of a backlash with the Quebec writers, I believe. Do you remember that? And the second question is, have you ever heard of Northwood? And I know Kevin knows about it, and if you haven't, he could probably talk to you about it. And the next thing is, you know, it took almost 40 years before a major newspaper came out with the USS Liberty. I wonder if you're familiar with that, for they finally came out and admitted that, yes, Israel did attack the USS Liberty, USS Liberty on purpose. And I've told Kevin this before, one of the first times I ever phoned him, and he didn't agree with me. But I think one of the main reasons why you won't have really any major newspapers or movies made is because probably of the involvement of the Israelis some way or another in 9/11. I'll hang up and I'll listen to you guys.
Okay, well, that's quite a laundry list of questions, and we'll hopefully be taking notes and try and remember a couple of them to answer them after the break. Rodrigue, will you be able to stick around a little bit in the second hour?
Sure, thank you. I will surely stay around.
Wonderful. In that case, we'll have a chance to go after some of those questions when we get back. This is Kevin Barrett right here on Truth Jihad Radio, talking with Rodrigue Tremblay, the author of The New American Empire. You can read about that and other things at his website, thenewamericanempire.com. And we shall return in just a moment, so stay with us.